Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tex Mars will be in studio with us coming up in the next segment. Then Michael Hoffman. A lot of key issues. He's also reported on government assassinations, how they're doing them on key dates. It was the High Holy Day of the Satanists yesterday. You know it is May Day. They have their little religious ceremonies right out in front of you, don't they? But here is one of the Fox News national programs this morning. Go ahead and roll it.
Deborah Jean Palfy, better known.
Oh, wait, why are we showing Charlie Rangel and his...
All right, I'm going to ignore that because that is teasing a story that's going to really outrage you coming up shortly. You know the D.C. madam? She killed herself in her mom's shed. Kimberly Guilfoyle, you know this stuff. You're a legal analyst. Do you think it's murder? What do you think it is?
I think they should definitely investigate this case. They already put sort of a neat little bow on it and said, oh, this woman killed herself because she was in despair. She was going to be sentenced in July. She was looking at a maximum of 55. We all agree there's no way she was going to get that amount of time, maybe a couple of years. Now, there's some reports saying that she said to certain people, I will kill myself before I go to jail. But guess what? There's videotape of her on the Alex Jones Show on two separate occasions saying specifically that she would never kill herself. And she has also stated to other friends and people that she would not kill herself. And if someone might try and kill her, and if there was any kind of attempt to make it look like a suicide, don't believe it, that it was murder. And her mom said she wasn't depressed or upset at all. And there was another call girl that worked for her, Brandy Britton, who was also found hanged, okay, a couple days before she was to give testimony in January of 2007. So two women involved in this case, where there's 10 to 15,000 phone names potentially of high-powered people in Washington, they both hanged themselves? Come on.
Well, what do you think the police are not telling the public? And from your experience as a prosecutor, do they usually come out on what appears to be a suicide so quickly and claim it as a suicide?
Well, there are reports that there was a suicide note. We do not know the contents of it. Right. So you say, okay, wait, she's hanged herself. There's a suicide note. This appears pretty obvious. Depending on what the contents are, the police should check into this, and I think they're not just going to summarily dismiss it. So there might be a lot more developments on this story, and it's not one that you should just say is a case closed.
You're going to be covering this on the lineup
weekend. Yeah, Geraldo and I are going to be on together Saturday night at 10 p.m.
All right, wonderful.
Yeah, you don't want to miss
that.
Absolutely, and they're going to be playing audio clips of this radio show, I'm told, Saturday night on Geraldo Rivera Live. So you'll definitely want to tune in to that. Again, I'm no friend of Fox. Don't like them. Don't like the way they operate, the demonization, the things they've engaged in. But their specialty for ratings is covering murders and stirring up big controversies. And they know. I saw the blogs on the Washington Post with like thousands of comments, and 90%+ would be they killed her. Just like Princess Diana. Everybody knows they killed her. The evidence is there, but the government still says it didn't happen. But the big thing here is they have this individual that professionally, quote, debunks Dan Moldea, says she had done time once before, he recalls, and it damn near killed her. She said that there was enormous stress. It made her sick and she couldn't take it, that she wasn't going to let that happen to her again. And so that is supposedly this individual saying that, well, I don't have it on tape. But then it turns out that the family of Sirhan Sirhan himself, when he visited him in prison, the jail guards, everybody are saying that Sirhan Sirhan has never said he remembers. He was given an amnesiac in his drink by the girl in the polka dot dress. And now even the BBC, Associated Press, NBC admit that the CIA killed RFK. They were filmed there by multiple news agencies, top CIA section people, like Frank Sturgis and others. It's just amazing. And this is the guy that does whitewashes on that. By the way, the L.A. coroner said he was shot four times. Three times in the back, once in the back of the head. Sirhan Sirhan was in front and was grabbed after the first shot. So we know it's a fraud. And the guy that shot him is known CIA. Mr. Caesar. We'll be right back with Tex Mars.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Covering a host of issues this hour, a little bit into the next hour, with Tex Mars and Michael Hoffman, historian, former AP writer, is going to be with us for 2 hours. We're going to go into overdrive today with Mr. Hoffman because I'm going to have Tex a little bit in the next hour, and then I'm going to spend a few minutes with the latest developments on the Deborah Jean Palfrey case. But Tex Mars is here to talk about a host of issues. Multi-time New York Times bestselling author, Air Force officer, of course, space and aeronautics. Professor, he married my wife and I, and Wanda, his wife, is such a sweetheart, and good family friends. I just, time flies, though. We used to, you know, have dinner every once in a while and stuff. Now we're so busy, we hardly ever see each other. We got to make time to do that, but I really appreciate Tex Mars coming in the studio.
Hey, Alex, great to be with you again. And, you know, since I saw you last, it seems like the elite have ratcheted up their efforts at control of the people. And I'm so amazed at their ability to do that. And yet I believe it's because of the psychological control. I actually call it a magic type of alchemy. I'm also delighted to see your organization here, because you have people here that really care. And I want to say something before we begin. I want to mention that I knew you before you were nationwide. And I'll never forget the first time I saw you on television, cable access. Now, I want people to understand something, Alex. you volunteered to go down to Austin Cable Access. You became the number one program on Austin Cable Access, which was very well watched, I might add. I watched you for the first time. A friend mentioned this, Alex Jones. You weren't getting paid a cent for this. You weren't in it for the money. If anybody believes that, that's nonsense. I saw you. Wanda was sitting by me. And I said, do you know why that man is going to succeed in riling up the establishment? He's exposing the evil doing in this world. And I'll tell you why he's going to succeed. Now, I've mentioned this to you before, but I want the audience to know. Three words, okay? Three words. A passion for truth. I guess that's four if you count the A. Passion for truth. I saw that in you. There were other things. Intelligence. The fact that you're willing to dig in to find out the information, the truth. And you're able to articulate it. But more than anything, the passion for truth. That has not left you. I'll tell you, I've watched, I've seen every one of your videos. I saw your
book.
That's
true, nice. Most time I can't even watch myself.
Well, you know, and when you do that, though, you're going to have enemies.
Oh, I've got plenty.
Oh, yeah. Because passion for truth drives up those who want to reject the truth, who want to avoid it. So I thought I'd just add that.
Well, Tex, let me just, please don't make it about me. I'm just an average person who's upset about what's happening, and I'm pretty obnoxious, but I've gotten a little bit better over time. But I have to add, you know, I learned more from Tex Mars than anybody else. I remember seeing people air your documentaries, your presentations in like 1992, 93, on Access Television when you were, you know, just exposing the Clintons and the New World Order and just starting to write books about that subject. And, you know, then Oklahoma City happened, and I saw you talking about that in 95, and that's right when I got on air.
Mm.
And of course, think how many people you've also woken up other than me, and think of all the other people I've woken up and all our listeners have woken up. That's what's so beautiful about this. But as you said, evil, Katie Bar the door, realizes we're breaking in on them, so they're throwing everything they've got now. And I mean, just overall with the whole world.
They have no shame. And now they have no fear of the people. The only ones they fear are the listeners of the Alex Jones Show. The very few. Because your listeners also, and I get emails from them all the time, they too have a passion for truth. Alex, one of the things I would really like to hit today, the main subject, is something that is so amazing that's going on. I believe they've gone a little bit beyond the police state. The police state is the umbrella. The taking away of our constitutional rights, of course, and the Bill of Rights, the stripping of those rights. But now they are creating, and I want the people to understand this, it is so important, the elite are creating a new reality, a new reality. This is a psychological battering of the public. Now, we've already had, of course, 9/11 and the terrorist scare, the fear-mongering. But and this gets to people's basic needs of survival, of security, of safety, and they're using this against us. But wait, now they're ratcheting it up. Not only are they causing, engendering, instilling fear for our security, our safety, but now food, water, oil, which is the wellspring of our entire economy. These three resources, oil, water, food. They have decided to batter us into submission through these three key resources. Oil is everything for the economy. It means everything for people's pocketbooks. It means impoverishment as the price of oil escalates and goes skyward. Then there's food. If people can't eat, they can do nothing. You'll remember Abraham Maslow back in the 60s developed this concept, which is true, has been confirmed over and over. When people are worried, concerned, frightened over their basic needs, I'm talking about food, I'm talking about water, okay, and their ability to live a decent lifestyle, okay, shelter and so forth. When those needs are not met, they don't worry about abstract things like liberty and freedom.
They do whatever the establishment says if they've been domesticated so that they can, quote, get that standard back. What they don't know is this is the same elite that has engineered all this. And what you're saying, Tex, and I want to see you flesh this out because you wrote a book about it years ago, is what the United Nations said they do in the 60s in the Club of Rome. And now
exactly.
They've just republished the head of the CFR, Richard N. Haas's quote. I've been reading a lot on air. I'm sure you've seen it where he says, we're going to have a twin rail. This is in 93.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're going to have terrorism, which we threaten them with to give up their rights, but then we're also going to have the global carbon tax in the name of saving the earth to regulate and bring in neo-feudalism. And he said, this is a quote, this makes humanity the enemy, and then we can direct the state against the enemy.
Now, that's a key. That's a key. Humanity is the enemy. You see, here is the new reality. It's a contrived hoax, just as 9/11 was, just as the Oklahoma City bombing was, just as Al-Qaeda is a contrived hoax. Now we have a contrived hoax of resources.
It's artificial scarcity.
Absolutely. The lie is we're going into, now listen to this, an age of scarcity. And because of that, we all have to be good soldiers and agree to share with the rest of the world. We have to share our water. We have to share our food. And we have to
we're not going to share with the people. No, they claim there's a middleman called the New World Order.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they're getting enriched by all this. And if the price of gasoline at the pump goes to $10 a gallon, quit your belly aching, man. I mean, we're doing you a favor even letting you drive a car. We're helping you. You don't really deserve this. I mean, there's a scarcity of oil.
And it's because of peak oil. And then they can also blame Alaska and point at a few hippies they finance as NGOs when we've had all the oil company executives on, more oil than Saudi Arabia, and the government isn't going to let it out of the ground. Oh, but hippies are stopping them from getting it.
Well, yeah, we haven't had, for example, in the oil area, we haven't had a new refinery built since the 1970s. They blame it on the environmental movement, but wait. Who actually founded and sponsor today these environmental organizations?
The oil companies.
Sierra, Nature Conservancy. Sure, the mass of their money doesn't come from the unwashed hippies.
Rockefellers founded it.
Absolutely.
And we got the oil company documents in 2001, Associated Press did, where they said in 95 in a consortium meeting, the Big Ten, they said Exxon, Mobil, all of them, before they merged, they said, we're going to buy up these 214 refineries and shut them down to create an artificial bottleneck.
Yeah, these are artificial hoaxes. Now, they have the media to control this. And then comes the idea of peak oil. Now, you know, I come from East Texas. My brother was a high-level executive in Sun Oil Company. And he used to sit around with me. We used to talk about this. Listen, back in Port Neches, Texas.
So was my grandmother's dad.
Right?
Yeah, my great-grandpa worked for Sun Oil.
And back in the 70s, you know, when we had the first big energy crisis with Nixon in office, and there were lines at the gas pump at the service stations miles long, my brother was just shocked about this because, remember, he was the Sun Oil. He was able to see the figures of what their inventories were. He says the United States is brimming with oil. There's no cutoff from the Middle East. Brimming with oil. And the tankers continued to come in, but it wasn't being refined because they had decided it's time to drive up the price. Now we know that Kissinger agreed with the Shah of Iran and others to allow the price of oil to escalate.
That's now public.
And now we're seeing the same thing
called the conspiracy theory in the 70s.
Yeah. And here's an interesting thing, too. Even at this time, 30 years ago, my brother told me something interesting. He said the oil fields, the oil wells that we first drilled and thought we'd brought all the oil out of the ground from, and then we capped them, you know, they put all the concrete and closed them back up. We're going, at Sun Oil, I'm sure this is true of every oil company, we're going back now 20, 30 years later, uncapping them, and guess what? We find they're full of oil again.
It just comes back.
It replenishes. It percolates up from the earth. There's processes going on.
And there's hundreds of top universities are proving that it is not dead dinosaurs.
No, that's silly. Fossils.
Again, more fraud.
Fossil oil. Yeah, that's sort of silly stuff. I think this all came about at the turn of the century. You know, Rockefeller, with the Standard Oil Company, had a monopoly that was broken up, supposedly, by the U.S. Supreme Court.
In 1906, and it was just in the news the other day, they came back and they admitted the family owns the company, and they're about to fire Rex Tillerson because he won't go along with global warming.
Well, of course, global warming is another scam that they have. Now, back to this fossil fuel, so-called. You know, the very idea of it. Hey, oil is dead dinosaurs that have decomposed in the earth. That's our oil. When you run out of dead dinosaurs, you run out of oil. That's the claim. It's so silly, people don't really think about it. Here's where this came up. Around the Los Angeles area, they had the oil tar pits. And, of course, being gooey and sticky, there were a certain number of animals, even back in prehistoric times, that got into the oil tar pit. And guess what? They couldn't get out, and they died there. They found their remains. This caused many people to say, hey, That must be where the oil came from.
Exactly.
Uneducated people.
Stay there. Text Mars. We're going to be right back after break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to have some behind the scenes right now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Welcome back, Genesis listeners. Say hi to all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We have Tex Mars here in studio with us. Going back into oil, shifting gears back into that. Yeah, they came out, 150 years ago when they first discovered oil, and we're looking at coal. There is some small deposits where you find the imprints of ferns. There's very small amounts of coal that they found in association. As you said, they found tar pits in Africa, the U.S. I've seen the history, and they said, oh, the juice from these animals made this. Of course, now they admit the La Brea Tar Pits was them getting caught up in it,
mm-hmm.
and you know animals dying in it. So continue with this system.
Well, first of all, we need to understand something. We're being attacked. Our minds are being attacked. We're being told to accept a new reality, that we're going to have to accept being a third world impoverished nation, that we're going to have to accept food prices doubling, tripling. We're going to have to accept the fact that our water is going to be controlled from now on, and the price of that is going to go up dramatically. This age of scarcity, this new reality, this is what we have to watch out for. Now, how do we fight back? First of all, we have to understand the truth, which is, for 200 years, America has been the land of plenty, and we have plenty. This planet is awash with oil. Once we understand that, once we understand that water is incredible, most of the world's surface
they're now saying
has
water. They're now saying water isn't renewable. They're teaching school children that.
Well, and the reason why, let's go back to the water. We'll go around and round up all these three key resources in this so-called age of scarcity. Remember, billionaires like T. Boone Pickens from Oklahoma, he has bought up the water rights in West Texas for about three states, underground the water rights. He's going to build pipelines, just like oil pipelines. And water is going to cost more than oil within a decade. That's their plan.
The U.N. has said it 30 years ago. You know, again, a key point here for everybody to understand, to totally back up what you're saying, Tex. I remember not just reading Club of Rome documents and all of this, they go back 40 years, 30 years where they admit all this. I remember on NPR and on PBS shows and Charlie Rose, they would say the New World Order would be built on shortages. You know, when he got Kissinger on, we built on oil, water, timber, everything. And of course, they get to tax us now on what humans put off, carbon dioxide, saying it's a deadly poison, when it's one of the four, you know, life-giving building blocks, water, sun, carbon dioxide, oxygen, on this planet. But I've heard them on NPR go, Americans are soon going to have our standard of living taken. We deserve it. It's like a little liberal saccharine.
Oh, sure.
Oh, we're going to pay now. They admit it's a scam. I mean, they're just, they are just, go ahead, Tex.
Well, back to this water. Not only T. Boone Pickens, there are many more. For example, Maurice Strong. He's a Canadian. But he comes down to Colorado with his wife, Hannah. The first thing he does, this rich Illuminati.
He's admittedly into the occult.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, he builds a temple to the occult, a New Age temple there in the Boca Grande area of Colorado. Remember now, he's a rich, fabulously rich Canadian. But there he is in Colorado. Why? Because he bought up, for a song, the water rights to Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, because of this Boca Grande, trillions of barrels of water.
And by the way, governments aren't allowed to sell the aquifers, but they do.
Oh yeah. Now,
and that's why they're now saying, you can't drill a well, you can't have your own water. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to control us. And they're going to watch people that now have wells
admit,
that live out in the country.
There's 2 million cops. They're talking about 3 million enviro cops without warrants, just everywhere spying. Go ahead.
Well, the satellites are watching too.
Yeah, that's right.
The satellites are watching too.
The military
don't
satellites.
Don't drill your own well, but they'll be watching.
No, they admit it now, that, and local police are going to have it too.
Now, the interesting thing about Maurice Strong, for example, and I talk about him quite a bit in my book, Circle of Intrigue, the hidden inner circle of the global Illuminati conspiracy. Strong was the head at the time when he bought up these water rights here in the United States, head of the United Nations Environmental Program. Then he went back up to Canada, and he bought into Hydro Canada. Now he owns most of the water rights of the Canadian people. Now, the reason why they did this, why they bought up all these water rights, all these aquifers, very slowly, very quietly over the last two decades, they are now going to drive up the price of water to unbelievable levels. It's going to be such a precious resource, and they're going to watch every little drop. Forget about your lawns. Forget about your home gardens. And people who live out in the country that have their own wells, they're going to have to put meters on them. They're going to watch everything.
And this is feudalism.
Privatization. And all of the municipal water companies have been forced to sell their operations to the rich.
Does anybody wonder why it's Dutch, German, British, Israeli? They own all the water districts now.
Oh, absolutely.
And in fact, I get the reports all the time. They'll come in and buy the city's water, pay off the politicians, and then double, triple prices overnight.
Now, the food industry is exactly the same.
We're going to come back and talk about that with Tex Mars. And then during this break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers or for InfoWars.com internet stream listeners, we're going to go ahead and switch over to that stream right now, folks. You'll be able to hear me in text at the InfoWars stream and continue this discussion to all our AMF affiliates. We'll be right back in 3 minutes for all of you that are out there. We're trying to stop the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
We're having two parallel discussions during the break. We're talking about why did they kill Paul Free on May Day, the high holy occult day. And then it got into environmentalism and how they believe it's earth worship, sun worship. And then now we see that topic, because it's all interconnected, nexusing with how they want to control the resources through feudalism because they, quote, worship the earth. But then they're the ones actually destroying the earth because they believe in this yin and yang, the Illuminati code, and they destroy and they rebuild. But in their own stated documents, it's official, they say that they're going to take the water, the food, the land, the oil, jack up the prices to bring you all back to a feudal level so you can't afford to have children. And as I told you they would do, they've now proposed one-child taxes in the U.S. as it started in China, and then 7 years later, it started in the mid-70s and then in the early 80s became mandatory. They signed IMF World Bank deals. They signed on a State Department Memorandum 200. This is all coming. You think it's bad now with a cop on every corner? New environmental regulations, animal ID, premises ID, thousands of dollars in fines for tiny things, total control. They're flattening tires, burning down buildings now, the fake environmentalists. Soon they're going to be in uniforms. They already are. Al Gore, 10 million strong youth army in the U.S. Tex, please continue.
Well, you know, several years ago, I wrote this book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos. I want you to have a copy of it, Alex, because in this book, the subtitle, by the way, is The Coming Great Food Shortages in America. And a lot of people said, hey, this can't be. You know, I don't believe this kind of stuff. But here's a book, over 200 pages, that I wrote. This was the first book to expose Monsanto, Dow Chemical, and the others, their plans for the Terminator gene to be implanted in the
you
seeds.
You wrote this 9 years ago, I remember.
Absolutely. And people couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe the Terminator seeds would be used.
But you saw their own documents, and you knew that they planned to create this artificially. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Now, think of this. Maria Bertini, I quote her in the book. Who is Maria Bertini? She was the head of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. There is a World Food Authority. They've already set it up. Okay, at the United Nations. In fact, they have erected a building, a gigantic complex in Brussels, Belgium. All right? My next newsletter, I'm going to have a picture of that building. Hey, it seems to be 10 times as big as the United States Capitol. It must have thousands of bureaucrats. They are ready to go. They're going to control the world's food,
well,
including America's food.
They had that Beijing conference, 96, 97. Which one? And the head of the UN food program said, we will use food as a weapon. We have used it as a weapon, and we do not apologize.
That was Bertini. And she said, and I want to quote her, food is power. Food is power. The head of the United Nations food program, with this gigantic building, they probably employ 3,000 or 4,000 bureaucrats in this one building in Brussels, Belgium, for food. And remember also, the United Nations last year had a International Water Conference. They're warning people there are going to be wars between nations over water. Already we're seeing food riots. Everything is it was taking place so that they can program our minds. This is alchemical attacks, alchemical magic.
We're being taught that food and water and fuel now are these incredibly scarce commodities.
That's right.
But don't worry, government's going to help us. One child.
Oh, yeah.
If there were less people, Turner's been saying,
depopulation.
There are suddenly all of the news saying, if we had less people, you could have the Mercedes again.
Well, isn't it interesting that Ted Turner, who, you know, the guy that once called Christians losers and bozos, Ted Turner, who's been favored by the Illuminati rich all his life, he says we must all have no more than one child.
He has five.
He has five. I'm glad you mentioned that. He has five himself. All of this is a setup, of course. This zero population growth, which, by the way, George Bush Sr. used to be the head of it. Rockefeller made him the head of the zero population growth organization years ago. So we have an attack on human beings, as you mentioned earlier, Alex, and these three key resources. I want to bring something to people's mind. If they're attacking our minds, what do we do to recover? What do we do? Of course, we tell the truth, but listen to this. Rather than going into this mindset, this programmed magical trance that there is an age of scarcity, we need to strike back. And let me tell you how we can do it. We need to bring up proof, just as you and others did with 9/11. What you did, Alex, you said, we will not accept the establishment version of event. Why? Because it doesn't correlate with the truth. And then you and a few others begin to bring this incredible array of truth to the fore. Books, videos by you and others, radio programs. You have been smashing the 9/11, the establishment version, the lie. Now they've got the lie about oil shortages, oil scarcity, water scarcity, food scarcity.
But as I said, Richard Inhofe at the CFR, we can use his own quote. He said, these are made up. He says it. But we're going to have terror on one part, and then we're going to have the environment on the other for scarcity to wage war on the people. And they say, because when we have too much resources, we have time on our hands, we have liberty, we can politically get involved.
There you go. We go back to the basic needs. Once the basic needs are met, people look for higher abstract things, self-actualization.
That's the hierarchy of needs.
That's the hierarchy of needs. And people then say, wow, we want liberty, we want freedom. But they're willing to give up their liberty and freedom if they need to eat, if they're thirsty, if they're worried about how they're going to afford a home for their family because of the oil prices going up and smashing the economy. What we need to do is show that these are lies. There is no age of scarcity. The world is awash in petroleum. It's a cornucopia. And I want to prove that. I've got just some news items. If we just do basic research, we're going to find there's oil coming out of the, to use the old saying, out of the world's ears.
Well, I want to be clear.
This is planet petroleum.
I want to be clear. I have family, I don't myself, that has some nice oil in Texas, in East Texas. Mm-hmm. And, they don't like all the lies, even though it's making them make more money. I mean, yeah. I'm telling you, as somebody, somebody whose family's worked as petroleum geologists, worked in oil companies, worked as plant heads, worked as roughnecks, the whole lease hounds. We're Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Your family's in it, I'm in it. In East Texas, where my family's from, almost everybody's got an oil well. They call it mailbox money.
Well, we wake up in the morning, we smell oil where I came from in Fort Hays, Texas.
Exactly. But the point is that everywhere they drill, it comes, just shooting out natural gas, helium.
And the people's backyards. In some places around Kilgore and other places in
Texas.
It's
ridiculous. And it's from Illinois to Oklahoma to Al Gore owns big oil fields in L.A.
Well,
he owns those.
Here's the thing about Al Gore we have to understand. Remember what we said, that the oil companies funded, founded, and sponsor the environmental organizations so that the environmental organizations can create the pretext of scarcity. We would love to build new refineries, but we can't because of the environmentalists. We would love to go into the ocean, the offshore areas off of California and Oregon and over on the Atlantic side. But the environmentalists won't let us.
And then Schumer gets on TV and says, we would have a 1 cent decrease in 20 years when I've had the executives on who were there, and they admit that on one North Shore, there's almost as much as there is in Saudi Arabia. There's more in the whole area, and it's almost sweet crude shooting out, and they could put in 5 new pipelines in a year. They will not do it.
Absolutely. Now, why would Al Gore promote this global warming? Why would he promote environmentalism? Why would he become the new guru?
They'd rather have a monopoly than a free market.
Prize. Well, not only that, remember the Gore family, Albert Gore Sr. and now Albert Gore Jr., they are shills for Occidental Petroleum. Armin Hammer funded him. I mean, I can show you pictures of
Gore
sitting around
the swimming pool
together.
He is the majority owner. I remember that when his dad died, and then seeing press reports years ago, the former Senator Gore, that Al Gore now owned the controlling stock in Occidental.
So he's an oil man, just like Bush with Harkin Oil and the others. He's an oil man. Cheney with Halliburton Oil Servicing Company. We have oil men. Al Gore is an oil man. He was brought up in oil. His father was a paid shill for Occidental Petroleum, which was owned, by the way, by and this is really an oxymoron, a communist capitalist, Armand Hammer, that every year ran back and forth
as Carol Quigley said,
Pope Poobahs of communist Russia.
They want monopolies to deal with, so they help put the communists in.
Well, Al Gore now is going to become a billionaire. He recently became one of the principals of a corporation worth $683 million, I believe.
And they trade in the energy stocks.
Yeah,
the energy
absolutely. But remember, the important thing is they must create this scarcity that they're lying about. And the only way they can create it is by bottling up all the world's oil, all the world's water, all the world's resources, including the food. That's why the agribusiness corporations... Willie Nelson has done a great thing to help the little farmers, but they only are producing a small percentage of the food. It's the agribusiness corporations. They own
the food
supplies.
Since they've moved in now, 50 years ago, they said we could supply the world 3.5 times over with what we had currently. Now we are bringing 30%+ of our food in.
There is so much food. Listen, the warehouses are bursting at the seams with food now around the world. When I was a young man...
They've been speculating and hoarding and waiting to sell.
Well, of course, the commodity speculators, they are the speculators. If they drive up the price of wheat 67%, they're the ones that own all the futures and the futures markets. Chicago is the,
so
is the
holding,
world's leader, the world, the commodity
they're holding on
in Chicago,
to it,
Illinois.
Exactly. They're holding on to it to drive it up. Explain how that works.
Well, first of all, they buy a futures, okay, which is really a bet. It's a Las Vegas bet saying that food prices will go up. And when they go up, they make billions of dollars. If the food prices don't go up, they don't make their billions.
And so by holding the food just like the oil, they guarantee and rig the future.
To create scarcity. They can, for example, claim, because remember now, they're the agribusiness corporations. They can claim there's a blight on wheat, and the wheat supply is ruined. They can claim that that the winter frost killed the coffee down the
South America. They can also blame it, and I've actually looked at these numbers now, they can also blame it on the ethanol when that's a tiny fraction of it, which the Saudis want shut down.
Well, and of course, ethanol is a silly thing because the world is awash in petroleum.
It is silly, but they don't like it.
Now, I want to prove our point on this planet petroleum, because a lot of people out there say, I've heard so much about peak oil. Surely we are running out of oil. Now, first, I want to mention that I began reading about peak oil back in the 1960s, and I would read articles. Now, my dad also worked at an oil refinery, and we would get all these oil and gas industry publications in. I would read them, and there would be fear articles. For example, I remember specifically when I was a senior in high school, 1961, I read this article. It really shook me up. Here I was, a 17-year-old kid, and what did it say? The world was running out of oil, and by 1980, there would be no more oil left in the world. By 1980.
Yes, and we'd have an ice age, too.
Yeah, and they keep moving up the date, you know, of when the oil is going to run out.
Like they say that we're about to have 10 years of super cooling, but that's the global warming coming.
Well, you know, Alex, first of all, no one has ever looked at if it were true. I wish global warming was a fact, and let me tell you why.
The Hyberian Maxim,
you know. It does. And farmers could plant more crops. There would be more food. It would be a green, green world if we had global warming, because the frost wouldn't come and kill off things.
They'd have vineyards again in London.
Absolutely. And if the Arctic ice melted, guess what? We could take those icebergs as they're breaking off, bring them, and that would be the water source.
Well, Texas,
wow.
Tell you. Exactly.
But wait, they could, bring those around, pull them around, and you would have billions, trillions of barrels of water. But wait, then you could get through the permafrost, which wouldn't exist anymore, and all of the oil in the Arctic. Can you imagine? We would really be awash in oil. Let's have global warming. But listen, there is, unfortunately, there is no global warming, because as you know, you well know, you're a researcher, the world's four top weather tracking organizations now say we are going into a global cooling period.
Because the sun had heated up briefly, now it's cooled.
Yeah.
And the entire solar system's moons.
A natural cyclical thing.
Well, I mean, take Mars ice cap was receding, and now it's getting bigger again than just started, and they have exact measurements with the satellites. But I have David Rothschild on, and he just said, nope, there's no ice caps. And we confronted Robert Kennedy Jr. He said, there's no ice caps on the Mars. Everybody knows that. And then he went on to say, now, Rothschild, that Jupiter and Saturn are closer to the sun than Earth.
Well, you know, in Minnesota, you go up to Duluth, Minnesota, and I'll tell you, in the wintertime, there's plenty of ice and snow. Okay. I love the people in Minnesota. I don't want to live there. But you know what? You go there in summertime, and it actually gets pretty hot there. There is no ice in the summer in Minnesota. Does that mean we're in global warming? No, it means we've gone into a new season. It's summertime. Here's the idiot.
They also fearmonger every summer. In the middle of August, they'll be saying record heat. And I'm going, wait a minute, I grew up in Dallas. I remember 115 days. I remember a red sun. I remember the grass all dead. And they're telling me in Texas at 105, some deadly super wave. I have seen the mercury at 115 for a month straight.
The Al Gores of this world cannot wait for June, July, and August to get here. When the temperature naturally every summer goes up, and then they can say
global warming. Psychology.
Yeah.
Well, here's an example. Yeah. If you give people the scientific name for water, they will say ban it. Or you tell them sodium chloride. Should we make kids eat sodium chloride? Oh, no, ban it. It's salt.
It's bad for them. I mean, if they didn't have sodium chloride, people would die. They've got to have sodium.
Well, I mean, that's my point.
Yeah.
Tex, you're so right. But going back to satellites. They have now said 5 years ago, we're going to have the spy satellites watch farmers, make sure you're not planting trees in environmental areas, make sure you're not cutting down things. They're now saying they want to cut down trees because they also put out carbon dioxide. That was the new thing, that now trees are bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was yesterday in the news.
They're actually haters of nature. They are. They're haters of nature.
Now, yeah, let's be clear.
They claim to be lovers, but they are haters.
They claim they want to save the earth, but that was my next point. Why do they really love to hurt it?
Well, you know, around Chicago, Illinois, when the old horse Greeley is saying, go west, young man, go west. Well, many people moved to Illinois. in the United States and settle around there. At that time, they didn't have any trees. They brought trees from the east. They planted them. And then, of course, the seeds went through there.
That's why there's more trees now than there were.
Yeah, there's more trees in America than there were 100 years ago. It's more green than it was. Interestingly enough, though, environmental organizations in Illinois are now demanding, they have actually counted, they say, the trees in suburban Illinois, Chicago. They say there are 80,000 trees, and they're demanding those trees be cut down. They want to cut down all the 80,000 trees. Why? They say, well, originally, Illinois was a plain state, and it had all these grasses.
That's
the tyranny. We want to return to the native grasses.
Yeah. Your new trees are an invasive species.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Well, they're beautiful trees.
They make you do asinine things because they know psychologically, you know, as a psychology professor, you know, if they can make you do something stupid, they can make you do anything else they want.
Yes. Now, if it's true that Illinois once was grassland, and they want to cut down all the trees and return to grassland. But at one time, was not Illinois ice covered?
Yes.
Why don't we return to the ice then?
At one time,
historical point do we go back to?
But at one point, it was an inland sea.
There was an inland sea. Well, of course, all of these things are a means of mind control, of causing radical transformation in society, just like this new reality, this age of scarcity. Now, what I would really like to give some evidence of how we are awash in petroleum, Alex.
Okay, Tex, stay there.
People need to have the tools and the ammunition to use.
Stay there. I want to come back now, during this break. If people are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv or if people are listening on the Infowars.com streams, you'll be able to hear me and Tex talk about another subject. We're going to come back and finish up with that. Tex Mars in studio with us. Absolutely amazing. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Okay, we're coming back in fast here. Got to keep text a little bit in the next hour. He's been gracious enough to do that. TextMars.com will give you all the contact info, how to get his free newsletter, and a lot more in a few minutes. But before we do that, I want to be clear here. Using the satellites, having local police dial into them, spying on you, micromanaging, that federalizes the locals, violates your Fourth Amendment. You think you're under control and surveillance now. It's all going to be done under the guise of saving the Earth. Meanwhile, they're doing the genetic engineering and everything that really is hurting the Earth. So we have all of that going on. And meanwhile, you read the Monsanto documents, and they say, you know, we're going to contaminate everything, then claim ownership of the world. This is systematic wrecking of economies, systematic destruction, artificial scarcity. Text Mars, please continue with all the points you were going to make about that, about the Depression, how they had the milk trucks, how they really had plenty, how they cut down on the credit, artificially did it, all the news articles. You've got the floor.
Well, it's important to understand that these are contrived chaos events. Contrived chaos. Remember the elitist motto, even 33rd degree Freemasonry, is Ordo ab Chao. Order out of chaos. They create the chaos, and now they're doing it with oil and the economy. They're doing it with food, and they're doing it with water. Not to even mention the contrived terrorism that we have today that is the umbrella for all this. What I want people to know, though, is we can fight back. We can fight back. How do we do it? When they say that we're moving into an age of scarcity and all of our lives have to change and we have to become a third world impoverished nation and we just have to suck it up, that's just too bad, and we have to put up with $4, even $10 at the gas pump for a gallon of gasoline, we need to say no, absolutely a lie. There is no age of scarcity. We are planet petroleum. We're planet aqua. We've got plenty. And we need to prove it, because we can prove it.
Wait a minute, the blue planet has no water.
Well, it does have water. Of course there's water. There's water everywhere. There's always been water
everywhere. But water is deadly poison. We must tax it.
Well, yeah, there's
just like carbon dioxide.
There's solutions that they come up with, of course. Just like in the food area. I understand that Barack Obama introduced, as a senator, introduced legislation that would tax the American people 1.5% of their income. The money would go, again, this is a new tax levied against us. The money then, the billions that they plunder from the people, would go to the United Nations to feed the hungry of the world.
And then that means, just like Bill Gates gives 80 plus billion to Warren Buffett, you hear it's to help Africans, it's to sterilize them, give them HIV, they've been caught, force them to eat GMO food, force big agri in. All the help they give you is really an assault. It's just like taking money from the
market. Oh, absolutely. John McCain, on the other hand, to show that we're not knocking any one political candidate, John McCain, on the other hand, said, hey, let's, for this summer only, let's, you know, knock off the tax for the gasoline. That'll save everybody, what? You know, $30 a month isn't that great. But he doesn't see any problem at all with gasoline tripling in price. He probably would not see one problem with gasoline going to $10 a gallon.
Well, that's a
and
tax.
Oil companies enriching themselves.
Well, that's a tax to the globalists right there.
Well, it is. So they see no problem with the oil company profits being at spectacular record highs and these contrived shortages.
And I remember hearing them 10 years ago, 5 years ago on NPR, which my wife listens to it, you know, cooking dinner. And I listen, and it's always, soon Americans will learn, oh, I can't wait, we're so greedy and bad, soon, you know, we've been living outside our means.
Oh, sure, you shouldn't be driving around those big cars and going places.
And by the way,
you should be living in those cramped cities. You know, you should be living downtown. After all, you shouldn't. What are you doing living in the suburbs?
Smart growth. But really, it's all about control. And I know a lot of wealthy people, they say, well, you know what? So what? I can pay $5 a gallon for gas. Yeah, but their businesses are connected to the general public who can't. This is going to hurt everybody.
I don't think that McCain or Obama or Hillary Clinton or George Bush have ever driven up to an Exxon and put gasoline in their car.
Remember, George Bush Sr. doesn't.
They don't do that. They drive around in limos.
He doesn't know what a grocery store scanner is.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
It just shocked him.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.